Hi, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner Dorothy Bay. She's from Town and Country, Missouri.
I was pretty excited. It was my first day teaching school, but it turned out to be nothing like what I imagined. Some of the classrooms were overcrowded, and mine was one of them. We were told nothing could be done about it. As I walked home that afternoon, I found myself feeling very disappointed. Everyone involved, both students and teachers, seemed unhappy and dissatisfied with the circumstances. The thought came, well, I guess you can't satisfy everyone. But on the heels of that thought came an emphatic no. You need to know that everyone can be satisfied. How could I say that? Well, Mary Baker Eddy, who founded Christian Science, wrote a poem called Satisfied. And one of the lines came immediately to thought, who doth his will, his likeness still, is satisfied. Instead of focusing on what wasn't right, I resolved to be thankful for the many things that were right, which included finding a job just two blocks away from home. I was especially grateful for the children's innocence, their eagerness to please, and their enthusiasm. These are all spiritual qualities, and seeing them helped me see the children more as God created them. I knew that they deserved better, and that they couldn't be deprived of what was needed, and neither could the teachers. I held fast to the message that first came to me, that everyone can be satisfied. Within a few days, our principal informed us that she'd been working with the principal of the high school across the street and that he had extra classrooms, happy to share. More teachers were hired to alleviate the overcrowding, and the problem was quickly solved. It was a perfect fit for everyone. And it turned out to be a wonderful year. Through this experience, I learned the importance of rejecting what may appear on the surface to be an impossible scenario. I learned to look deeper, to strive to see and seek the good. Jesus said, "Seek and ye shall find." The statement is true for everyone, everywhere. Because everyone deserves to be satisfied.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.